All right, guys, welcome back. So we're moving right along here. There's an update on the Zendikar Rising Full Art Basic Land promo. Matt, you got more on that?
Yeah, I have my notes right here. As many of you know, and I'm going to quickly read out the quote that Wizards had originally given about the Full Art Basics, and I'm going to move into their apology. So originally it was, until October 15th, 2020, get bonus Full Art Basic Lands with ZNR pack, booster bundles, or on entry into any Zendikar Rising draft or sealed event. There are 15 total Full Art Basic Lands to collect, and the system prevents players receiving any duplicates. Available on the 6 times, 15 times, 45 times, and 90 times ZNR booster pack bundles. And so it turned out you could not get those Full Art Basic Lands on everything, and so this happened. Hello, everyone. With Zendikar Rising Quick Draft now available for many players, many of you have noticed that this event is now a part of our Full Art Basic Land promotion alongside other Zendikar Rising Limited events. While this was always our intended design and the promotion is not advertised in-game on the ZNR Quick Draft event page, we could have done a better job communicating this disparity in our game-related updates, namely the September State of the Game and 1.12 patch notes. And then I'm going to skip a little bit there and go right into how you can get your Zendikar lands, since, you know, you couldn't really technically get them the way that they said. First and foremost, all players can use the code Zendikar Lands to receive up to 3 Full Art Basic Lands from Zendikar Rising. And it's limit 1 per account, no event entry or pack purchase required. Wow. That's pretty much it there. Wow. Saying you can get your 3 by using the Zendikar Lands promo code. You just go over to the store, there's the top right thing where it says promo code, you just type that in right there.
Zendikar Lands, that is amazing.
Yeah, capital Z, capital L, Zendikar Lands. don't forget that.
Yeah, got it. Okay, so, this, yeah, got it.
Yeah, well, this reminds me of the mess up with the Double Masters VIP. You can get the 2 mythics in this 1 pack sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, it was a miscommunication, and now they're having to make up for that miscommunication.
Now, Joe, I want to go to you for a second. What is your favorite format? You talked about Modern just a second ago. Is that your favorite format?
Probably. I liked it a lot when Is It Phoenix was in the format right before Hogak came out. It's probably the most competitive experience I have in Magic. I played more Star Cities and more Magic Fest events when I played Modern, and it was one of the hardest things to learn when I first started. So I took a very long time to learn it, and and I worked really hard to play in it. So, I would say probably my favorite format.
Okay. Because we're gonna talk about Magic the Gathering decks that are hot this week. Okay, I guess we'll start with Standard. The top deck in Standard right now, it should be no surprise, is 4 Color Adventures. Of course, it's going to have your Omnath. And just, you know, going over it real quick, Lotus Cobra, Omnath, Beanstalk Giant, Giant Killer, Bone Crusher Giant. I mean, you guys know the deck, right? Fae of Wishes.
Pretty much stock. It's every stock.
Yeah, stock. 4 Lucky Clovers. Okay, you know what I mean? You see the monotony in my voice. Okay, let's move on over to Modern. Let's move over to Modern here. So the number one deck in Modern right now this week is Red White Burn is the number one deck in Modern right now. So it's using 4 Goblin Guides, 4 Monastery Swift Spears.
Goblin Guide is cheap now.
Yeah, Mishra's
Bobble. Yeah, the reprint helped that out a lot.
Mishra's Bobble, you know, $4 for that one too. Lightning Helix, Skullcrack. Oh, good old Skullcrack. Searing Blaze, Boros Charm, Lightning Bolt, of course. Skewer the Critics, Rift Bolt, Lava Spike, Seal of Fire. Of course, you got your land. Got to have your land. I don't see a Valakut, but they got land. moving over here to Legacy, the top deck in Legacy right now, Omnitel. Of course, I'm almost certain with a name like Omni, it's going to have old Omnath in there. Let's look. Nope, Omniscience. It's Omniscience. Okay. Yeah. Nice. It looks like a good deck. Again, it's Omni, Omni-Tel, T-E-L-L, number one deck. And Legacy. And Pauper, number one deck, is Green Stompy. Interesting. Number one deck in Commander this week. This one makes me want to build it. Am I saying it right? Timna and Thrasios deck. It's Tymna. And Thrasios deck. So I didn't know that it's a partner one. They're both partners. And when I look at it here, it's really sick, man. Really sick. Yeah, this one is the black and white one. Lifelink, 2/2. Black, white, one other.
Yeah, that's Thrasios, right?
Tymna, the Weaver.
Oh, that one's Tymna. Okay.
Yeah, at the beginning of your upkeep, at the beginning of your post-combat step main phase, you may put X life. You may pay X life. So you don't even have to tap nothing. Just pay a life, where X is the number of opponents that were dealt combat damage this turn. If you do, draw X cards. Of course, it's partner. And then its partner is the one I mentioned earlier. If I can find it. Thrasios. one blue, one green. You pay one blue, scry one, and then reveal the top card of your library. If it's a land card, put it onto the battlefield tap. Otherwise, draw a card. And it's got partner. It's a 1/3. That's pretty sick, man. It makes me want to build this deck. Just alone on those two commanders.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, we report this stuff every week, and that one's music to my ears, you know. Moving over to Pioneer, which I didn't even know it was going to be a thing. I thought it was going to be just like Frontier. I thought it was going to die out. But here we are in 2020. It's still going strong. You got, of course, Mono Red Deck wins. And then the number two deck in that format, Red Deck wins. The number three deck in that format, Red Deck wins. The number fourth deck in that format, the number fifth, the number sixth, the number seventh, the number eighth, the number ninth, the number 10th, the number 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. Let me go to page two.
It's all RDW.
Page two, it looks like it's full of all RDW. Let's go to page three. This is insane.
That's wild.
Yeah, you know, red deck wins. Let me move your guys' page here.
It's like Omnath and Standard.
Okay, I'm going to go page to page and let you guys know when it stops. Hold on. Page six. This is insane, man. Seven. Okay, I'm gonna stop there. Oh, there's a lot of decks, guys, where I've got my information.
That's there. Because they banned all those combo decks and let's that flourish.
Yeah, I got an idea. You can't beat them, join them. I'm gonna build a red deck to win for Pioneer. Magic the Gathering Online. Since we know you like to play Magic the Gathering Online, we don't have that available. All right, that's it. That's it for this week on that one. I just don't like when we get the bad news. All right. The 2020 Grand Finals are going on right now this weekend, guys. There's 32 competitors for $250,000 prize. Formats are standard and historic. Before I go more into this, do you guys think if it wasn't Magic the Gathering Arena with standard and historic that it would be standard and modern?
No. I think it would be standard and Pioneer. They're really trying to push Pioneer, I think.
Wizards Wizards is?
Yeah. Huh. I'm kind of 50-50 actually after thinking about it. The only reason I think it's historic and not Pioneer is because they could do both on Arena.
Well, and it brings WotC more money too, because that makes because it's still the newer boxes that people can go out and buy.
The sets aren't out of rotation completely yet. You can still find them. It's not $25 for a pack. You could still get them for $8 because they're just rotated out, or they've only been rotated out for a couple of years.
Yeah, and really the only places you can find expensive packs are at LGSs or in random corners of the internet. So I think what WotC is doing there is trying to take some of their market back, which is in a way kind of messed up, you know, trying to take some competition from the LGSs. I mean, one bonus there is that making another large format gives LGSs a chance to adapt to that as well, which it kind of evens out there, in my opinion.
Okay. There is a side note I have, though, with the 2020 Grand Finals that are going on right now. Just to let you guys and the listeners know, the players did turn their deck list in, and we have a note on the deck lists It's just one big note right here in big bold letters and numbers. It's in front of me. There's a reason why I'm alluding around giving it to you right now. It's because Omnath is in 72% of the field.
Who knew?
Of course.
Who would have thought?
So this is why I've been dreading to get to this moment. Yeah, going to the championship, the lists. I mean, you know, going back here, guys, I want to talk to you guys for a second here. Okay. There's many stages of going to being a Magic the Gathering player. Of course, there can be always the Timmy player that, you know, just doesn't want to advance. They just want to build decks, and that's it, you know. But
Brewer.
Or the John, Brewer. The Johnny, I think it is, right? But maybe it's the Timmy, but yeah, the Brewer, okay? But, okay, so I've been through a lot. I'm not saying I've been through everything. Been through a lot. I've done the competitive scene. I've done the casual scene. I'm doing both of them right now. I'm doing the competitive scene and casual scene. How can you do that? Well, there's the love of the game where you tone it down a little bit just to have fun. And then there's the competitive scene where I'm not here to make friends. You know, and I'm not here to have fun, you know. So if you guys can understand, relate where I'm coming with on that note, just want to delve a little further into this. Going to a local game store yesterday for Friday Night Magic, I was going into the mindset of playing Commander, okay? The ride that we card pulled this week and the ride I was with said, I'm going to play Commander. I said, I'm playing Commander 2. The other guys in the back seat, we're going to play Commander 2. We get to the store. Everybody there is playing Commander. Now, last week, we were drafting Zendikar Rising, I think it was. But this week, everybody's playing Commander. Everybody's playing Commander. You know, when I asked everybody around what's going on, you know, there's no Standard, no Modern, no Chaos Draft, you know, what's going on? Nobody's really liking the way Standard is right now in the format. This is what's going on around in my local game stores. You know, further, I want to touch base on something with you guys, though. When I first started playing Magic the Gathering, I didn't know anything about a competitive scene. I was just your average casual player. What really turned me on about Magic the Gathering was the fact that I can sit down and play multiple players at once. Fast forward when I got to the competitive scene. Now, before I got to the competitive scene, I would play with my friends around the kitchen table, right? You get better and better as you play. Going to the competitive scene, it was one-on-one. I got so used to that it was hard for me to build multiplayer decks because I'm just trying to defeat my opponent, be it, you know, make a mill. You know, however I'm going to get there, I'm going to get there, you know, but I'm going to make it to where I'm going to beat him turn three, not we're going to sit here and get to a turn eight, you know. So with that being said, when I went to the local game store yesterday and I noticed everybody playing Commander, and I'm new into the Commander scene. I know it's EDH with the hashtag Commander, but it gave me a sense of feeling of why I started Magic the Gathering in the first place. You know, it gave me that feeling of this is a multiplayer game. This game is meant to have fun with, not all seriousness all the time. And I get myself lost with that. I am a product of 27 years of loving this game. This is what happens when you have the drive and the passion and you're like, hey, I want to get headfirst into a podcast. This is what happens, guys. A year ago, I wanted to be a YouTube personality and just do YouTube videos. I looked into it. I said, man, I can do it better than some of these guys doing it. That's doing it out there right now. I'm not going to name names, but I can do it better.
There's nothing wrong with thinking you could do better. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. But to finish this off, I didn't. I started off doing a podcast instead. And I did want to do the YouTube thing because a lot of listeners wanted me to do the YouTube thing. A lot of friends wanted me to do it. Matt's been pushing me to do it more and more, which I'm very thankful for Matt.
I've become the YouTube personality.
So yeah, I want to get your guys' opinions on this. Do you really think that Commander is the future of Magic the Gathering? Because I've said this before, I've asked this before. We've had Sheldon Menry on this podcast. You know, what do you guys think?
I'll let you answer first, Matt. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I do think it is. EDH is the largest grind format, has been since, you know, it was originally a thing. It combines the best parts of Magic, which is, you know, what I've talked to you about Sheldon before and what you have before on the podcast as well, is it brings in the community and it brings in, you know, the casual players and the new players. Everybody can play this one thing together on any type of budget. You can have a really good deck that costs $10, or you could have, you know, a really expensive deck that costs $1,000, and they can, you know, you can be casual about, you know, just about anything, right? And then you also can have that competitive side where you can be, you know, all professional, all seriousness, and try to get up there in those ranks. I think it combines all the best parts of Magic, and I think it's going to continue pushing Standard, you know, under the carpet a little bit until it gets to the point where Commander is the Overlord format, which, you know, we're going to be getting there in these next 3 to 5 years.
What do you think, Joe?
I think if they ever bring multiplayer Commander on Arena, everything else is over. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's all they need to do. Make it so I can play 4 people Commander on Arena at the same time. What is other formats? People would be like, I'm just going to play with Commander with people online. Like, that'd be the greatest thing they could do for Commander. And honestly, as a competitive person, I don't even play Commander at all. I would actually be upset when that happens, because that means the player base will drop, in my opinion, for competitive gameplay. Yeah.
Well, that's why I don't think they'll do it, because there's too much money tied into other formats.
Right. Right. That's when I think if that happens, that's when Commander will not only, I think Commander reigns supreme now, but I think that's when they will be like everything, is if that happens.
You know, we've had Sheldon on here, and I said, it almost seems like this is the year of Commander. And this was back in April. And he's like, it is the year of Commander. And they got the Commander Legends product coming out. You're going to draft this at local game stores. You know, I'm going to. I'm not saying you personally, but, you know, it's a draft set. And, of course, you can go and buy standalone pieces. But, you know,
that set might standalone might get me to play Commander, and I've never played Commander before.
And this is weird, because this is the year I'm getting into it, you know, and it's not, maybe it's because of the way they're marketing it. Maybe that's it. Going there yesterday to the local game store, and everybody there playing Commander. I was just like, am I the odd man out that wants to play Standard? Am I the odd man out that wants to play Modern right now? You know? Matt, you got some updates for everybody as far as the website is concerned, the cryptocommander.com.
Yeah, so I got a website update. I know you guys can't see it, but I'm over on the website right now. So you guys know we have all the merchandise up. We have our gift cards up. I just recently put up all the dice bags made by Karin from Artopia. So if you guys want dice bags, go click over there. And now we have Cryptic Commander... sorry, my website glitched out for a second. We have Cryptic Commander memberships now. So we're actually walking away from using a Patreon, just in general. I haven't really appreciated the customer service all that much. We had 3 different people that tried to sign up that all got declined. We were never given a real reason for it. And then, you know, we ended up doing the math and seeing, you know, the percentage that Patreon ended up taking was nearly 17% after all fees and stuff were done. Right, John?
Yeah, it was 16.78% or something, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, 16.7, 16.9, whatever. But it was ridiculous, especially for somebody who's starting out. And so I went and found something that, you know, only takes 3%, and I was like, well, that's awesome. And so I've been doing a bunch of fancy programming today. John can tell you my hands hurt like crazy. I've been typing away on my computer.
I've been begging him to stop and put those hands on ice, too.
Yeah, but as you guys are listening to this podcast, every last bit of the website is being finished up, and you can go get your subscription on our website, thecrypticcommander.com. We're going to have the $1 a month, $5 a month, $15 a month, or the 3 ones that I have up right now, but I'm going to be continuing to finish uploading them. We're going to have, you know, 5 or 6 different subscription levels for you, and each one's going to have different stuff, better and better stuff each time, and it's going to be awesome. Instead of using Patreon, you're going to be able to do it directly through our website and create an account to be able to manage all your stuff. And it's going to be even easier for you to contact us through the website as well, because we're going to get your email directly through there as well. It's going to be super awesome. I'm very excited. I know John's super excited, because he's ready to get his membership up in there so he can get his hoodie.
Look at this. Look at you promoting my stuff. Look at you, man. Look, I can't wait to get that hoodie. Also, I'm going to get because the $30 level, if I remember correctly, is the hoodie. $10 a month Cryptic Commander credit on the cryptocommander.com. it builds up and I can spend it whenever I want. And then I get a dice box every month, right?
Or a
deck box every month. Yeah. I'm doing the $30 level myself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be like God tier or whatever. Mm-hmm. But another exciting thing is I'm actually working on getting a business license for my overall business, which is called the Gaming Tavern. But I'm obviously going to use it for the Crypto Commander. And we're going to be able to get super cheap boxes so that people that are subscribed to our highest tier are going to be able to get boxes for, I don't know, $80 or $90 a month. And it's going to be like a $50 level. And you're going to be able to get an unlimited amount of boxes based on our allocation, which, you know, we'll tell you in the email. We'll be like, hey, this is the amount of boxes we can give each person, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll be able to pre-order stuff directly through us, which I find super exciting.
Yeah.
And what did you say this is going to go live?
This is going live tonight. Yeah. So the pre-order stuff is only going to come across. People will get their emails saying, hey, you can pre-order this stuff now. And then people will also get emails saying, hey, we have this product now. You can order. You'll be notified each time we have product available.
Mm-hmm. I even noticed that our dice are very comparable to the local game stores, man, like almost half price.
Yeah, so the dice are exactly the same quality as you get at the dice store,
okay.
But it's almost half the price that you can go at get it at an LGS, right?
Yeah.
So the dice on our website and our dice come with a dice bag. So it comes with a black felt dice bag, and they're $8.
That's really cool. I like that bag.
Yeah. Yeah. So it comes with a black felt dice bag that fits that one set of polyhedral dice. We got white, green, blue, red, black. We got that brick brown.
Now
we got lime green.
Not to confuse anybody, but I want to shed light on this subject. You get the dice bag that's black for free, which my mom told me not to say the F word, but still. But the Cryptic Commander dice bags are what, $10 or $12 or something like that?
Yeah, so the Cryptic Commander dice bags themselves are, let me go over to them.
It says $12. The Cryptic
Commander dice bags.
And then the regular
bags. Yeah, they're 12 bucks.
Yeah, you can get regular shipping, bags for $10, yeah.
Yeah, and the regular bags. And then if you want to have your own, like, name engraved on it, you can contact us. That's only an extra few bucks.
Yeah.
And then we can, you know, do an extra – we can send you an email invoice. I want to get that up and going on the website too. It's just extra complicated stuff that I got to get finished.
You know what this sounds like, guys?
What?
You know, it sounds like I should do a giveaway on my channel for this. That's what it sounds like. Awesome. I think I should.
Yeah, I'll send you a dice bag if you want. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll even pay for it. I don't mind. I'll showcase it. Right now I'm giving a giveaway as of right now. You just have to be a follower for a chance to get a box of Zendikar Rising. But anybody else, you know what? Maybe next month I'll do a subscription to the Cryptic Commander for the next
month. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome, man. You know, we're all just trying to support each other, and this is one of the reasons why we put merchandise on our website, is because if you guys feel that $1 is just, you know, it's a lot in these times, and we agree with you, but at least you're going to now get something back for your money at the same time you're helping support the podcast you know and love. All right. Well, I think it's going to do it for today's show, unless you guys can think of something you want to add to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Likewise. You know, we appreciate you coming on the show, Joe. All right. We'll let the listeners go, though, and just like Matt was saying earlier, you know, the website, thecrypticcommander.com, should be going back up live again tonight, maybe an hour after this podcast is aired. You know, let Matt rest his fingers a little bit, but he wants to go no holds barred and finish thecrypticcommander.com for you guys. All right, well, maybe one day we'll get a link to the podcast there too. All right, well, guys, that's going to do it for this week's episode, and look forward to another episode of the Crypto Commander Intermission this Monday. Get it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. But until next time, keep spell slinging.